And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Biden administration has halted all U.S.-bound flights of Afghan evacuees from two main bases overseas because of health safety concerns, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The administration has halted all U.S.-bound flights of Afghans
because of four diagnosed cases of measles among Afghans who recently arrived in the United States.
White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki says the CDC asked for the temporary pause. The AP has seen a government document warning the halt will severely impact operations at Germany's Ramstein Air Base, where nearly 10,000 evacuees are waiting. Meantime, the administration says 32 more Americans and green card holders left Afghanistan today, either by air or over land. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The UN Refugee Agency chief says the UNHCR will engage with the Taliban in order to provide assistance to millions of displaced Afghans. UN High Commissioner for Refugees Filippo Grandi said his agency has so far not observed large numbers of Afghans trying to cross into other countries, but he warned that the situation could change if conditions in the country deteriorate. Grandi said the first priority for his organization is to scale up our humanitarian work to help those displaced because winter is coming. He said it's very cold in Afghanistan during the winter. On Wall Street, the Dow lost 0.78%, the S&P fell by 0.77%, the Nasdaq dropped by 0.87%. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. President Biden has called for the return of national unity as he honored the victims of the 9/11 terrorist attacks, AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
President Biden extended love and support to the families and friends of the 2,977 people killed 20 years ago in the terrorist attacks.
America and the world commemorate you and your loved ones.
Biden, in a taped address before visiting the 9/11 memorial sites, says he knows firsthand anniversaries are painful.
These commemorations bring everything painfully back, as if you just got the news a few seconds ago.
He's urging the nation to remember and return to the feeling of national unity that followed that awful day.
Unity and resilience, the capacity to recover and repair in the face of trauma.
Biden also recalls there were attacks on Muslims and people who look different, with the tragedy bringing out the dark side of some.
We saw a national unity bend. We learn that unity is the one thing that must never break.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Attorneys say Britain's Prince Andrew has been served with a U.S. civil suit. We get details from AP's Mike Gracia.
Attorneys representing Virginia Giuffre have served Britain's Prince Andrew with legal papers in a U.S. civil suit. Giuffre alleges she was sexually assaulted by the prince when she was 17. Giuffre contends the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein forced her to have sexual encounters with Andrew in 2001, and the prince knew she had been trafficked by Epstein. Attorneys say the legal papers were handed over on August 27th, as first reported by Britain's Daily Mail newspaper. Failure to respond within 21 days of the summons would mean a judgment against Andrew would be issued by default. I'm Mike Gracia.
Israeli police say they have caught two of the six Palestinians who broke out of a maximum security prison this week. Police said they were caught in northern Israel late Friday. The announcement did not identify the prisoners or give any other details. New U.S. studies released Friday show COVID-19 vaccines remain highly effective against hospitalizations and deaths, even against the extra-contagious Delta variant. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention tracked more than 600,000 coronavirus cases in 13 states. As Delta surged over the summer, those who were not vaccinated were four times more likely than the fully vaccinated to get infected. The unvaccinated were also more than 10 times likely to be hospitalized and 11 times more likely to die. However, as earlier data has shown, protection against the coronavirus infection is slipping somewhat. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA.